What? You're gawking. It's rude. Spare me the treacle. Every time you think my attention is elsewhere, I catch your gaze sway my way. My attention is everywhere. That is why you pay me. So out with it. Say your piece. Because if you won't break your silence, I will have to draw my own conclusions, won't I? But I believe I already know from where your restlessness stems. You're having second thoughts about hiring an orc for an escort. A savage such as myself. An unpredictable brute of bestial wrath, unworthy of trust. You worry I'll rob you blind, take all but the shirt off your back, and leave you for dead. Ugh. By the eight, please. All my life have I spent amongst your people, and a thousand times have I borne the burden of those eyes. I know full well how you and yours see me, and you don't know how it galls me. But you sought out the thickest meat shield coin can buy. And I will deliver. I've slain man-wolves, vampires, giants, even the vile serpent wenches. Disgusting! I have partaken in a dragon hunt, and it was my hammer to crush the beast's skull and gorge on its blood. To dispatch a band of common brigands is but a trifle to me, little man. Because I am good at what I do. Why am I giving the sales pitch again when you've already paid? Foolish, by the way, to prefer all up front. But if you wish to find someone more human to safeguard you, I can always escort you back to the city. I will, of course, reimburse you half my fee. No, is that not the way of it? Pray tell, then. Why the wandering eyes? The anxiety? Why huddle against the tree, so far from the warmth of the campfire and myself? You're a wealthy fellow, and accustomed to the road of the woods. That bulging coin purse of yours gives you away. Not to mention that gaudy garb. Because those boots were not made for walking, and that cloak, fit for a preening bird. Courtship, perhaps, but not travel. I know you're cold. I see you shiver. And how disheartening that I only have a scrawny roasted squirrel to offer you after our day-long trek. How you must pine for just one more banquet in your lofty estate, surrounded by your doting staff, silver platters of swan and pheasant, boar and venison. Yet purportedly you chose to leave it all behind. Curious. Perhaps you're not the mark. But the thief. You do have the manner of a guilty man. But The indulgent scent of caraway, cardamom, and nutmeg yet lingers on you. Your features are too soft. You have the face of a... Wait. That face. I've seen it before. I know you. You're the son of the late Duke. The heir. The favorite. The golden boy, ousted by your very own brother. That is why you travel west, to meet with your uncle, the king, and raise an army. Oh, no use denying it now. Don't be afraid. There's no one but hares and wolves miles round here, so you can let the mask slip. The charade is over. I see you. But you are afraid, aren't you? You're afraid, golden boy. You're afraid I'll tie you down, sell you out. And you know, such a little thing could do nothing to stop me. You're afraid I'll ransom you off to whoever could pay for a pretty boy such as yourself. The whoremongers would love you. The things they would do to you. Or worse, I could sell you to your brother. Can you imagine the tortures he has prepared for you? You smell like prey, golden boy. You taste like prey. Perhaps I will. Is that... Are you... Really? This is turning you... This? Ah. Well. I see it's not only your purse that bulges. Perhaps I misread you. You're not afraid after all. You're flustered. Excited. Roused. You are helpless to resist me. And that drives you absolutely wild, doesn't it? Feeds your torrid desire. Then let us see. And there it is. The golden boy is golden boy. Preened and pretty down there, too. And so ready. Yes. Already your shaft twitches and drips for me. Yes, sweet boy. Whimper and moan for me. Don't hold back from me. No one will know of your aberrant lust. No one but me. For me. Your body a toy for me to violate as I please. Is this it then? The feel of my fingers around your neck. Knowing I could crush the life out of you if I so chose. Is this what excites you, little man? Pathetic. All the power your words wield, and yet you're powerless in my hands. That which you look down on, towering over your feeble human frame. And you crave it. Your words may lie, but your turgid flesh won't. The hypocrisy of it all. You think of me as a creature of instinct. Yet here you are. Slave to your base urges like a little goblin bitch in heat. Then again, my deviant body, your deviant mind. Perhaps we share more in common than guises tell. Your cock certainly fits well in my hand. I feel it jerk and shudder, desperate for release. But why should I grant it? Why should I grant you this kindness when your world never showed me any? What have you done to deserve it? Oh, you can do better. Beg for it. Then earn it. Worship the object of your wanton lust. Worship it like you would the ninth wonder herself. Worship me. Well, is this not what you lusted for? The naked form of this thing of chiseled rock and crocheted scars. This map of violence etched, carved on my skin. Or has the ugliness broken your illusion of... Oh. What are you... Your hands are warm, soft. You've never picked up a sword or sickle in your life, have you? I'm what? Liar. I'm grotesque. And I know it as well as anyone. I... That feels... good. The way you touch my... navel. Please. hope. Don't say that. Even if you mean it. It's not true. All this brawn, this muscle, these hideous scars. They... Wait, no! Don't... Oh, please, don't look at them. Don't kiss them. No, I know. I feel... I don't know. Yes. Yes, your lips on my skin feel good. How you kissed on my waist. How your hands need my. But you shouldn't. No, I don't. No. Wait! Not there! Wait! Wait! Oh my! By the eight. Yes. Yes. Please. Oh, please don't stop. Taste it. Taste my cunt. Taste me. Oh, how soaked my cunt is for you. And your tongue. Your tongue is... Your tongue is... divine. Just like that. Yes. Take my bud into your mouth. And, yes. Just like that. With your tongue. Wait. Stop. Stop. I need to feel you. Your cock. Feel you inside my loins. So just lie back. I will take care of us both. Yes. Yes. I feel. Wonderful. You feel so wonderful. And you are finally where you wish to be all along, aren't you? On your back, pinned to the ground, clutched by my broad thighs, with your cock buried deep in my wet, hungry cunt. How fortunate for you in this moment. That is exactly what I require. Can't even pretend to put up resistance, can you? That's quite all right, sweet boy. You'll need that vigor, because I will fuck you like the dainty damsels in court never could.
like you needed to be fat. Deeper. Yes. Buck against me. Thrust into me. Deeper. I will fuck you into the earth itself. Through sod and rock and bones of the old ones. All the way to the hereafter. Fuck! Fuck! Here, grab my hips. Grab my hips. I want to feel your nails dig into my skin. Leave your mark on me. Paint my lap in crimson rivulets. No. Don't come. Not yet. Don't you dare come until I do, or I will break you and take you back to your brother in pieces. I need to feel your seed fill me as I peek. I need it. So you will be a good boy, and you will hold. Yes, only a bit more. Almost there. Almost finished. I'm going to come on your cock. Come in me. Come in me. Fill me. Fill me.
I haven't hurt you, have I? Good. That would most certainly have been in breach of contract. I wasn't going to sell you. I am a professional. I simply wish to frighten your presumptuous self. Though, perhaps I made some hasty judgments of my own. I wasn't going to sell you. I am a professional. I simply wish to frighten your presumptuous self. Though, perhaps I made some hasty judgments of my own.
What are you... You don't have to be so... close. Well, I suppose it is easier to keep you warm this way. Yes, well, we all have our animal instincts. No, it wasn't my first time. Are you daft? You were so sweet a moment ago, and now there you go underestimating me again. You are not the first man to tumble me. I am a woman who has seen many a battlefield, and I wasn't always strong enough to defend myself. And regardless, a girl has needs. Ordinarily, I would simply take care of it myself. Or did you think we always need men to do it for us? Oh, golden boy. You have much to learn of the world outside of your castle walls. Oh, golden boy.
Oh, golden boy. You have much to learn of the world outside your castle walls. But this was good too. The scars. I suppose they all have their stories, but I've long since forgotten. After you've been cut deep enough, or thin enough, you stop keeping count. You remember the first, the second, perhaps the third. But soon enough it all comes together in a gruesome tapestry. My body always was a popular commodity, always desired, but not quite in this way. This is new. Or perhaps it's all the same. Perhaps I truly am only good for one thing, and you're just like the rest. Stop. I am not. Your flattery does you no favours with me, and it does not impress. You're just a strange, strange little man with an inclination. And I am meat and violence. I'm... Watch the tusks. Don't. Please. Don't. Don't make promises you know you won't keep. But tonight was pleasant, to say the least. And I suppose you're not so bad as strange little men go. In court, that tongue of yours will get you far. You'll charm your uncle, cajole your way into the bed of a fine lady of your choosing, and soon enough the day will come your treasonable brother will rue choosing to cross you. And perhaps... perhaps I will be at your side that day. So don't you worry, golden boy with a tongue of silver. I'll take you where you need to go.
Even if it takes us a scant few nights more than planned.
We'll adjust.